Welcome to Reset 676. My name is Chandra Mill, and I am here today to narrate to you the ebook that was researched and written by Marek Chapievsky. Permission has been granted by the researcher and author to narrate this for you. In this first episode, I will narrate to you the introduction to this ebook. Most of us believe that we live on a peaceful planet where only disasters on a local scale occur. However, history knows of cases of global catastrophes that annihilated a large part of the human population and led to a deep collapse of civilization. One example is the medieval Black Death pandemic. In the 14th century, the plague killed half of Europe's population, but also wreaked havoc on other continents. Entire families were dying together. There were not enough living to bury all the dead. For the chroniclers, the plague was devastation more final than Noah's flood. So many died that everyone believed it was the end of the world. Contemporary scientists and witnesses to these events pointed to the conjunction of Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, which had occurred a few years earlier, as the cause of the plague. They also pointed to the quote, corrupted air released from the Earth's interior during earthquakes, for cataclysms of this type were widespread and intense during the plague period. The witnesses of these events reported many unusual phenomena. For example, there are reports saying that in some places, fire was falling from the sky and killing people. Several centuries earlier, at the beginning of the Middle Ages, the first plague pandemic swept across all three continents of the Old World, inflicting similarly great losses on humanity. One chronicler wrote that the disease took the lives of a third of the world's population. Animals also died out en masse, but the plague was not the only problem. According to the accounts in the chronicles, just before the epidemic, the sky was obscured by a huge amount of dust and gases, which could have come from the impact of a big asteroid. Eyewitnesses reported that for 18 months, the sun gave forth its light without brightness. The climate disruption resulted in crop failures and famine in most of the world. People at the time were convinced that this was the apocalypse. About 3,000 years ago, all the forces of nature seemed to have colluded again to do the work of destruction. History recorded in tree rings testifies that there was a massive volcanic eruption or an asteroid impact at that time. There were also severe earthquakes, prolonged droughts, and possibly also a plague. All of this led to a complete collapse of the Bronze Age civilization. Famines and mass migration set in, and the population declined drastically. Within 50 years, almost every major city in the Eastern Mediterranean was destroyed. The world of organized state armies, kings, officials, and redistributive systems disappeared. It took the ancient civilization as long as 300 years to recover from this collapse. These are just a few of the global catastrophes that can be found in the pages of history. These examples show that every now and then, the Earth is struck by massive cataclysms that reset civilization. It used to happen in the past, so it can happen again. Unfortunately, all signs of the Earth and sky indicate that another such reset is about to happen. After careful research on the subject, I come to the conclusion that the end of the world as we know it will occur in as early as 2023. There are many indications that this is when a deadly pandemic will begin. There will be massive earthquakes, severe weather anomalies, long-term power outages caused by geomagnetic storms, and many other natural disasters. The rulers will try to hide this global cataclysm from us at all costs in order to prevent panic and unrest. Otherwise, they may lose control over society. In order to cover up the natural disasters, governments will start a world war. I know this is a very serious and daring theory, but consider how serious evidence I must have since I dared to publish such a theory. Quote, civilization exists without geological consent, subject to change without notice. End quote. Will Durant. The study is long and contains about 100,000 words, which is equivalent to a rather thick book. However, Such a detailed presentation of the subject is necessary because of its great importance. Any mistake in assessing the situation can cost us dearly. We need to fully understand what is going to happen, for what reason it is happening, and what evidence there is that this will be so. We need to learn the previous resets thoroughly in order to be well prepared for the one that is coming. Be warned that the subject is mentally challenging to accept. I acquired this knowledge gradually, so I had time to get used to it. But you will learn everything at once. However, it is undoubtedly worth taking the risk and reading so that you can prepare yourself for what is about to happen. Take time to assimilate the knowledge. If you feel overwhelmed by the information, take a break to reflect. For those who generally do not believe that it is possible to predict future cataclysms, I encourage you to read this ebook or listen to this podcast, if only to learn about civilization resets that have occurred in the past and changed the course of history. I am convinced that neither the school nor the media told you about it. Already in the first chapter, I present important evidence, and I think this will encourage you to read the whole thing. Those who are not able to read at all should at least read the most important chapters. That is, the ones that are underlined, or will be stated momentarily by myself. Since I am disclosing classified information, this website may be blocked at any time. I recommend downloading it for offline reading. Websites are included on his intro to download for offline reading. The subjects that he states would be the most important to either listen to or read would be the Black Death, the 676-year cycle of resets, Summary, Pyramid of Power, Apocalypse 2023, and World Infowar. Each chapter will be its own episode on this podcast. The first chapter will be the 52-year cycle of cataclysms. Meanwhile, if at any point you wish to see this website that Marek Czapiewski has created, please go to reset676.com. That is reset676.com. It also offers many languages, not just English, if you are better suited to read. Thank you again. My name is Chandra Mel, and this is Reset 676, the narration of the ebook by Marek Czapiewski.